This is the sound of the North Pacific right whale. In the U.S., it's the sound only 30 North Pacific right whales make, because that's how many are left in our waters. The sail drone has been outfitted with some new gadgets. One of them is to record these whale calls to help track migratory patterns. The other new feature will help determine how many fur seals and pollock live in parts of the Bering Sea. The pollock fishery there is the largest in the U.S.
Is it going to be a winner or a loser over the next decade in terms of the effects of warming, ocean acidification, and loss of sea ice?
Douglas DeMaster is a science director at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Alaska Fisheries Division. He says scientists are concerned about the fur seals, which feed on the pollock, and the diminishing stocks of pollock themselves.
It's something the fishery needs to be able to plan for and adapt to, and the only way to do that is with good information.
In addition to testing the temperature, oxygen, and salinity of the water, the sail drone will also be using technology called an echo sounder, a fish finder.
A sophisticated fish finder, basically a ping, a sound impulse that's sent through the water column, and it's reflected off of fish.
NOAA has used it on research vessels before, but never on the sail drone. Scientists will be able to sit from the comfort of their office or even in a coffee shop as some of the data is collected in real time. In September, they'll pluck the sail drones out of the water when the season changes. They run off battery and solar power. It'll take 6 months to a year before scientists can draw solid conclusions from the data. Christopher Sabine, the director of NOAA's Pacific Marine Environmental Lab, says pollock stocks have dropped before. The temperature of the Bering Sea warmed up in the early 2000s.
Then it got cold again, and the fish stocks came back. Well, we're now swinging back into a warm period again, and we're looking at potentially a third year. It seems to take about 3 years for this effect to really manifest itself.
And since the sail drones launched 2 weeks ago, some startling information has already come back. Sabine says temps in the lower Bering Sea are about 5 degrees warmer than normal. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.